It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I love to start Catholic Sports Weekly with a little prayer, right? That's what the sign of the cross is. It's a little prayer to just kind of get us all thinking the right way, right? Catholic Sports Weekly is brought to you by, or underwritten by, AAA Roofing Company and also the Elam Group. Well, race fans, here we go. One of the greatest shows of all season. My two favorite races of the year, the Daytona 500 and the Indy 500, not necessarily in that order, but this Sunday is the Daytona 500 down from Daytona Beach, Florida. And if the Dash or Clash, whatever you call it these days, is any indication, we are in for a wild, wild race this Sunday. The cars are just running so close together that when one gets a little bit off cue, then they start wrecking. I think the Clash ended up with only six cars running, I think, at the end of the race this past weekend. So we'll see what happens this Sunday. Qualifying races that will kind of set the field are happening this week, but two guys have locked in, the two fastest drivers from this past weekend's qualifying, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is on the pole, and Alex Bowman is the second fastest. Those two are set regardless of what happens in the qualifying races. The rest of the field will shake down through the races. Cars that look pretty good, though. Jimmy Johnson, he looks real good again. Denny Hamlin, Kyle Busch, those are some of the regulars that you think will do well in Daytona. And Indiana's own Ryan Newman from South Bend, he was 15th quickest during the qualifying, so he probably looks like has a pretty good car, maybe a chance to win the Daytona 500. The race is this Sunday at 2:30, and it's on Fox. NBA All-Star Game is also this Sunday. They'll play that game at 8 o'clock. College basketball, our good friend Todd Licklider down at Evansville, we're keeping an eye on him because he's our basketball analyst here on Catholic Sports Weekly. They still hadn't won a game since he's taken over as the head coach, but they're coming close, so close. They're getting right there. You can tell that they're getting closer to the Butler way that Coach Lick would like to see him play, but we're watching them and praying for Coach Lick and hoping that turns out okay because that's what he wants to do, so that's cool. And did you see the general, Bob Knight, back at Assembly Hall? First time in 20 years. Pretty impressive that he walked back into Assembly Hall to a huge ovation. A lot of those kids weren't even born that were there cheering for him when he was coaching IU. But to me, one of the biggest things that I noticed was that he was actually wearing an Indiana basketball jacket. And for that to happen, that is there's some reconciliation that has happened in his heart for him to put that on. It's one thing to walk out there and wave and be there, and it was really well done, the coverage. Because it's well earned. I mean, he was a great basketball coach at Indiana, but for him to put that Indiana basketball jacket on, that said a lot in my thought. And you know, I know Purdue fans are saying, "Wait a minute here, we whipped them." Everybody's talking about the general and Bob Knight's return to Assembly Hall, but Purdue played a whole lot better basketball that day. So hey, give Matt Painter and the crew their accolades because Purdue basketball looks pretty good right now. IU, I'm not so sure. Congratulations to all the high school girls sectional champions, Cardinal Ritter. They advance, they win their sectional, and they take on Brownstown Central this Saturday at 10 a.m. as the girls basketball regionals get underway. So, talking about basketball, of course, you got to talk Indiana High School Athletic Association and my old friend Matt Wolford. He's joining us now here on Catholic Sports Weekly. Matt, welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly. How you doing?
Well, it's good to talk to you, Will. Thanks for having me today. I'm glad to join you.
Yeah, Cardinal Ritter, we're just talking about them. They advance in the sectionals. So many teams, so many young women that are excited about moving on to the regional round. That's really, when you think of the IHSAA, most people think first of basketball, and that's okay, right?
Yeah, it's absolutely okay. I mean, you know, it's an exciting time of the year. There's a lot of championships going on. We do 22 championships a year, I think, as you and your listeners know. And this is a busy time with girls basketball, boys basketball getting ready to start, wrestling going on. Just an exciting time.
We're talking with Matt Wolford. He's with the IHSAA Foundation. So you're in the fundraising arm of the Indiana High School Athletic Association. But yeah. I know you love what happens and the character building that high school sports offer, really. And that's what it's about.
Yeah, and really, you know, Will, it's been awesome because the foundation, you know, is only in its fourth year, really, but really it's only 3 years, and the IHSA has been around since 1903. But we've started to raise money to help protect and sustain education-based athletics and all the things that we know and love about high school sports here in Indiana and in all 92 counties within the state with some of our programs and things. And just, I give Commissioner Cox a lot of credit for his vision to create this so that there's a lasting legacy over time that we can really do right by the future generations who want to continue to come up and play high school sports along the way.
Well, I think what all of have, anyone who's ever been around it, had kids playing in sports in high school and whatever, grandkids, if you're listening, and that's what you, that you know, that's where your heartbeat is now, watching your grandkids play. There is just something about a well-rounded education that the sports are a central and a very important piece of the pie, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's the refocus. It's the refocus on what education-based sports is supposed to be all about versus, let's say, club or AAU and those kind of things where people get caught up in that a lot. We want to offer opportunities. We want to have great coaches and great leaders so that the kids get the most out of that experience. And realizing, Will, that you know, 97% of the kids who play high school sports are not going to college to play college sports. So only 3% are going to go on to that next level. And then only 1% of that 3% is going to make it to the pros. So we're really focused on win-at-all-cost mentality that's become so prevalent in the high school space to try to really get our arms around and around it and remind people what it's all about.
You mentioned Bobby Cox. He's the retiring commissioner.
Yep.
What a legacy he leaves, right? I mean, he has done such good work at the IHSAA.
Yeah, and he announced his retirement. He's going to work through August 1st, 2020 here, and he wouldn't like me to say it as much, but I do think that this IHSA Foundation is going to be one of his real legacies. When we look back on his tenure, 20 and 25 and 30 years from now, and we've really built this thing up, it's going to be because of the vision of Commissioner Cox, and he has done just an amazing job, and 41 years of serving education-based athletics.
Wow.
On every level. He was a middle school teacher and athletic director, and then a high school AD, and then he's come here as an assistant, and now the commissioner, and it's been an awesome run for him.
Yeah. I know I'm putting you on the spot here. Is there an inside scoop as to who's next?
Well, the committee is meeting 2 weeks. They'll start that process.
Okay.
No inside scoop on that. I know there'll be lots of interest, and I will tell you that in the time that I've been here, you realize how good Indiana's reputation is in the High School Athletic Association space.
Yeah.
Across the country. So it wouldn't surprise me that you have other administrators or association directors from other states that would be interested in Indiana. I'm going to give you a quick stat.
Okay.
So you can go follow the IHSAA on Twitter at IHSAA1. You can also follow the IHSA Foundation at IHSA Foundation. That's a sidebar.
Okay.
But the IHSAA has 130,000 Twitter followers.
Wow.
And while that may or may not sound like a lot to the listeners, I will tell you that California, Texas, and New York combined don't have 130,000.
Huh.
Our presence in the social media side is just extraordinary, and that's been a real focus of Commissioner Cox's during his reign here.
Yeah, and that shows you that there's still so much interest, and that's a younger audience typically. The people that are doing Twitter and being involved in that's a good for the demographic, so to speak. But you know, if you look at what's going on at the attendance of the game, some of that's down. But there's still so much fire and so much love for high school sports in this state, isn't there?
Oh, there is. And you know, while it comes and goes and ebbs and flows, the attendance-wise, our attendance at state championship events or along the way has been pretty steady. And it shows to be really still very, very popular.
Yeah.
in all corners of the state. And our championships, while they are like no other state, really, we have the most amazing venues for our state football final, for our state basketball final, boys and girls, for our softball and baseball finals as well. I mean, including, I should say, swimming is coming up as well, and that's at the IUPUI Natatorium. I mean, we have access to some of the great facilities, and these kids get this amazing experience when they get to that level. And what we're doing at the foundation, Will, is we're really trying to talk to people about protecting and sustaining this effort. You know, let's keep high school sports alive and vibrant, and we're trying to do that through some of our programs.
Matt Wolford with the IHSAA Foundation. Tell me what the Inside Out initiative is.
Well, so it's an initiative we rolled out about 3 years ago, thanks to Commissioner Cox and his vision. He raised his hand. It's a program that's brought to us through our partnership with Indianapolis Colts, one of our great partners, and also through the NFL Foundation. And we're so fortunate in Indiana to have an NFL team that has allowed us to have this opportunity. They bring this initiative to the state, and we help roll it out. And what it's all about is addressing the win-at-all-cost mentality, getting our athletic directors, our coaches, refocused on what it really is to be a transformational type of leader versus a transactional type of leader. And what that really means at the end of the day is focused on this is what high school sports is about, and you're meant to be doing it as a transformational leader, growing these young boys and girls into men and women, getting them ready and prepared for their future college, trade school, military, whatever it is. High school sports has so many good attributes that lead these kids to their next opportunities. And without getting boring you with all the details of graduation rates and illness rates and missed school and all these things that kids who are on sport teams do better at a lot of these things than a lot of the other demographics. And so we're really rolling this out. Will, we've got over 100 schools that are somewhere along the journey. We have 412 member schools, so about a quarter of the membership is doing this. And that represents, from an impact standpoint, that's about 50,000 student-athletes that are potentially being impacted by this refocused effort on this leadership, transformational coaching and leadership style. And I'm very pleased with that so far. I will tell you that one of the things that's exciting, and again, if as a donor to the foundation, you're supporting these efforts. We're going to, on February 24th, coming up here in a couple weeks, we're going to have our first regional Inside Out event. And what that means is we're going to be in 8 different locations around the state, all the way from Merrillville to Fort Wayne, a couple here in Indy, down to Evansville and Jeffersonville, Lafayette. We're going to be all over that day, and we're going to give our athletic directors an opportunity to go get this training and get started on the process, and so we can sort of, I say, impact and infect more of these athletic directors to start taking the journey of transformational leadership.
Well, thank you for what you do, and I know you're Holy Spirit geist, good Catholic guy, and there's a lot of prayer involved in high school sports, especially with the Catholic schools, and all of that helps build, like you said, the young girl, the young boy becomes the young woman and the young man, and they become leaders in our society, and that's what's important. Hey, Matt, real quickly, if somebody wants to get a hold of you or at the foundation, what's the best website?
Well, I would love for them to check it out. It's IHSAFoundation.org, and you can see us there. And again, our Twitter handle, @IHSAAFoundation. But anybody who's looking to reach out to me, you can get me directly at mwolfert, W-O-L-F-E-R-T, @IHSAA.org. If you're interested or want to learn more, just reach out.
All right. Thank you, Matt. God bless you.
Hey, I appreciate it, and thanks for all you do, Will.
All right. We're taking a break. Back with more Catholic Sports Weekly after this.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Alexa, what's the weather forecast for today?
Alexa, what time is the Colts game today?
Alexa, remind me to pick up the dry cleaning tomorrow.
Has Alexa become a part of your daily routine? Then make sure that routine includes Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Quick, easy access to Catholic programming 24/7. Just say, Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, this show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company and also 21ology.com. It's my pleasure to welcome Darren Gray to the show. Darren, good to have you aboard. A lot of people know you most of all. You're kind of Tony Dungy's right-arm man when it comes to his faith with All-Pro Dad. I know that's a big introduction there, but Darren, welcome to the show.
Well, glad to be here. And Tony certainly handles his faith with in such wonderful ways, but yes, I have had the good fortune to be able to help serve and support NFL players, coaches, and alumni across the NFL as it relates to their faith and philanthropic activities. And so, wonderful to be with you here today.
Well, I know one thing that made me give you a call and get you on the show is I was watching you on Facebook and just all the pictures you're taking with at the Super Bowl. You were everywhere at the Super Bowl a couple weeks ago. And what you probably discovered is what you already knew. There is a heartbeat of faith that drives a lot of these players and a lot of these organizations across the NFL, isn't there?
Well, that's right, Will. You know, every team's got, you know, chaplaincy services, both Catholic and evangelical. They make those services available to players, and so much of that happens beyond the view of the public eye, right? It's not just happening in chapel services. It's happening in coaches' studies, in couples' studies, and in private Bible studies. It's a really remarkable, and I find myself deeply entrenched in that world. It's very rewarding, and helping to make sure that the men that are pastoring and communicating with these players really are well equipped and ready to serve them well, especially as it relates to their spiritual and their mental games.
Mm-hmm. I know the Kansas City Chiefs, we had their one of their team chaplains, their Catholic priest, Father Rocha, on last year, and it's great to see him. He's going to get a Super Bowl ring. That's fantastic. But this is now, like, last couple of years, we've had the Chiefs and we had the Eagles a couple of years ago. And those are organizations that really, really believe in mentoring and leading with their faith right on their sleeve for everybody to see. And I think it's great that those teams are winning our championships because they're not afraid to tell people they believe, are they?
Yeah, they're not afraid. And, you know, there's so many fun stories that come out in and around, you know, faith formation that happens in a team-based environment, you know, from in the NFL. And so it's so fun to lift up those special stories and to help make a difference. In fact, you mentioned the Eagles. One that comes to mind is the first player ever to score a touchdown and then kneel after that touchdown is the coach's chaplain to the Philadelphia Eagles. His name is Herb Lusk.
I'll be darned.
And that happened, yeah, many years ago. Your listeners can Google Herb Lusk and learn more about that story. But that guy scored the touchdown way back when. In fact, I took him to the Holy Land last year on a trip of with 30 NFL players and coaches, and Herb is just a mighty man of God who's now a pastor in the greater New Jersey, Philadelphia area. So just fun to see how football and faith can intersect and really build family, really build upon that part of people's lives that they know is really more eternal, of eternal value. Not just about wins and losses.
Yeah, we're talking with Darren Gray, and like you said off the top, All-Pro Dad, a lot of people connect you with All-Pro Dad, and you're okay with that. It's a great organization. And one of the things that I know that you talk about a lot when you travel and when you're around pro athletes and when you have an opportunity to speak to organization is the fatherless epidemic that we have in our society. And
well, that's right.
What are you seeing there, and how is that? Is it growing closer to where we need it to be, or is it not as good as you want it to
be? Well, yeah, that's a really important question, and so many of the NFL players are affected by this, you know, epidemic of fatherlessness. They're entering the league without an intact family. that we all know is really wonderful. It's not the only way for somebody to grow up and be healthy and well-adjusted, but it certainly can contribute if you've got a father, a committed father, and a committed mother involved in the life of a young person. But we just believe that if we continue to help raise the banner high to say, hey, in the absence of a great father, hey, we can insert a mentor, a coach, a granddad, an uncle, a man who's well-trained and has the opportunity to then speak truth and speak life into a young person, in this case an NFL player. But the same sort of principles apply for every young person. So we really spend a lot of time and energy putting together great content in and around allprodad.com that is readily available and free for folks to partake in.
Well, I think you guys do such a good job of connecting the mentor with the people who need it. And that's really, you guys see as a number one chore, don't you, is to get someone some help where they can find it.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's why these 1,400 chapters that are operating across America, they're called All Pro Dad's Days, that actually started at a Catholic school here in Indianapolis with the help of a great leader by the name of Bill Bismeyer at Cathedral High School, and now are emanating throughout the country, both in secular as well as religious schools. And it's just so fun to see those ecosystems rise up, these chapters where guys meet for breakfast with their kids or with their the young people in their lives that they love, whether they're biological father or not. And then we put into place essentially a system that allows them to grow and get better as a father and as a young person as well. So it's really fun to see how God is using those chapters across the country to help make a difference in the lives of families.
We're talking with Darren Gray. I know you do a lot with the NFL, a lot with football, but, you know, most recently we had the tragic passing of Kobe Bryant. And when you think of a guy, he went through a real bad, you know, back in 2003 in his life that he reconciled with, you know, he's a good Catholic man, and he reconciled that part of his life. But in the end, what a lot of people, the memory I think a lot of people will have of Kobe Bryant is the kind of dad he was in the end, and the kind of dad he was really becoming there towards, you know, what we didn't know was the end of his life. Isn't that so?
Well, that's right. And I think for Kobe in particular and his tragic loss, I do think so many people now are seeing the kind of great father that he was. And I love that can be his legacy. Yes, a man of Catholic faith, a man that loved the Lord, and you know, just neat to know that you know, even in the midst of this great tragedy, right, some good can ultimately come of this. It certainly turned America's attention toward some things that are more eternal.
Yep.
And we just continue to pray for his family in this difficult time and all those that loved him.
Yeah. I know, Darren, you're fresh from the Super Bowl still, and you're still kind of probably coming back from that high as far as all the stuff you were doing and the 90-hour work week or whatever it was for you. But what's
right.
next? What's next for you, and what's your next climb that you're going after?
NFL Combine.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Indianapolis has a unique opportunity to interact with every single NFL head coach. They all come to Indianapolis coming here in late February, and so we've got active strategies with the help of chaplains from the Titans, the Houston Texans, the Cincinnati Bengals, and the Minnesota Vikings, which we've identified and are bringing their chaplains into town to help create some spiritual support to help you know, just make that environment to have a spiritual overtone to support those coaches while they're here, to build those relationships and continue to support those coaches, and then also the young players that are coming in with great big dreams, and only a percentage of those guys are going to make it to the pros. But to put some systems in place to help make sure they have the spiritual support that they need for their lives and for really the first day after football
because everybody's career ends.
Yeah.
And so how do we serve and support? So the NFL Combine up next, then the Hall of Fame. We've got a Colts player headed in there, and we will the following year too. And, you know, it's just the Colts are going to make a long run with all the great talent that ran through our organization. And I cheer Colts first, even though I work across the league, but have a strong affinity for this particular team. Having grown up here in Indiana.
Yeah. Well, Darren, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for the lives that you touch. And just keep doing what you're doing. You're doing great work, and we really do appreciate it. We're better because of the work you do, so thank you.
Well, it's my pleasure to be with you today. I hope that you have a fantastic year.
All right. God bless you. We're taking a break. Back to close this edition of Catholic Sports Weekly after this timeout.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof and your building investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
Catholic Radio Indy.
There's lives being touched every single day by it.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
The underwriters of Catholic Sports Weekly are AAA Roofing and also the Elim Group. Before we close, I do want to say hearts out to the family of Dick Aith, a longtime teacher, administrator, super fan at Benton Central. He passed away last week, and just a good man, an icon, really, at Benton Central. And he wore the gold shoes, and he had the bison chant, "Give me a B!" You know, Dick was a great man, and his family, a great family. And John Aitha, his son, is the president over at Guerin Catholic. And our thoughts and prayers are with the Aitha family as they move forward without their man, their leader, Dick Aitha. Thank you, Dick, for all you did. Real quickly, GuerinCatholic.org, that's the place to go to get some information on the Joe Wright Sports Camp. It's coming up on February 29th. Again, GuerinCatholic.org. Thanks to everyone for joining us on this edition of Catholic Sports Weekly. We'll get you in next time as well. God bless.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.